Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician currently on sabbatical in California. The title of his preaching today is Ever Shining Light.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you. And I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture. On every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For the one who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to the afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. I borrowed my title for today's preaching from a little book titled Meister Eckhart's Book of the Heart, Meditations for the Restless Soul, by John M. Sweeney and Mark S. Burroughs. Poems based on the teachings of Meister Eckhart. This one, Ever Shining Light, seems to be something that I need to embrace in my own faith. As I hear this reading from the prophet Isaiah, and as I witness the tremendous sadness in the world today. Ever shining light. Some days it seems the whole world is tilting the wrong way. It might be up, but I am somehow down. And right is always somewhere else against my wrong. And then you remind me that within me burns an ever-shining light, which no night or stumbling down can ever fully dim or finally smite. As I said, I listened to this poem and I used this poem to restore my own sense of grounding in God as I witness what's going on in the world today. Especially when viewed against this beautiful reading from the prophet Isaiah. This reading talks about God restoring God's people, God's bringing comfort and restoration, God's offer of mercy and compassion and healing, God's promise of release and freedom to those held captive. God's suggestion of tremendous tenderness and salvation. Accompanying this reading, the church gives us Psalm 145, whose response is, the Lord is gracious and merciful. And then goes on to describe that graciousness and mercy in terms of being slow to anger, of great kindness, good to all, faithful, and raising up those who are falling. Oh, how the world needs to cling to the words of the prophet Isaiah today. All the suffering, struggling peoples who are displaced by war, by torture, by terror of all kinds. When I think of what is going on, continuing to go on in its third year now in Ukraine from the aggression of Russia, when I think of the horrible things happening to the Palestinian people, following the horrible things that happened to the Israeli people, when I find myself trapped in the arguments of the politics that prevent us from finding solutions, that prevent us from acting on the Word of God and achieving God's dream for the world as we hear proposed in Isaiah, I find myself close to despairing over and over again. I ask myself, what can I do? I can pray, I can sacrifice, I can fast. But what can I do to make any kind of a difference when world leaders have no more influence over each other to achieve anything stable or good? No more ability to do so than children in a sandbox who don't know how to share. I wonder what difference I can make. And the inclination to despair and be without hope presents itself before me again. And it is then that I need to remind myself of the ever-shining light. I don't need to solve all the world's problems. I don't even get the privilege of seeing the results of the prayers that I offer answered successfully. I just need to be reminded of the part I play. Some days it seems the whole world is tilting the wrong way. It might be up, but I am somehow down. And right is always somewhere else against my wrong. And then you remind me that within me burns an ever-shining light, which no night or stumbling down can ever fully dim or finally smite. On this Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent, may God help us to cling to that ever-shining light. May God help us to embrace the parts that we play in that ever-shining light. And may God keep our hope alive, no matter the darkness, that we are part of something that the darkness will never conquer. We are part of an ever-shining light. We must cling to that, work for that, and do our best to remain hopeful in spite of the tragedies going on in the world today. May God enlighten us with the light that is within us.